Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the VRO. Tonight is our normal show for Lost Girl. It is March 27th, 2012. It is currently 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, your hosts are myself, this is Jess, and I've got my brand spanking new host, Brandon, with me tonight. Brandon, are you there?
Hello, everybody.
Yes. We've adopted Brandon. We liked him so much that we're keeping him. And both of us are very excited to have Mr. Rick Howland back today, a.k.a. the Blood King from Lost Girl. Hey, Rick.
Hey. Hello, hello.
How are you?
Very good, very good. Yeah,
have
you can call me the Blood King now, as opposed to the last interview.
Yes, yes. So are you enjoying seeing all the reaction from the U.S. fans?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's great. It's fun to relive season one again.
Yeah, I have to keep going back and rewatching all the episodes, which is, it's not like I have to keep going back and watch the episodes, but like it's a chore. It's not really a chore, but I have to keep reminding myself because so much happens in every episode that I was like, okay, I need to find out what we're talking about this week so that I don't ruin it for anybody going forward.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you've read them and shot them, you can have that trouble as well.
Right, right. Yeah. So we're going to try and keep all of our answers to whatever has aired up until last night for season one for the U.S. fans that are listening tonight.
Excellent.
And, I just wanted to remind everybody that this is a fan-run show, so all of the questions that you will be hearing today are coming to us from Twitter, from email, but they're all coming from fans. So I guess we're going to start this off. Brandon, if you want to ask the first question, feel free.
Sure. Hi, Rick. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
First off, we heard that you were an acting and improv teacher. How long have you been acting for?
Since high school. I'm not a teacher though. I don't teach it.
Oh, you don't actually teach?
No, I don't actually teach. I'll guide every once in a while if somebody asks me a question or whatever, but I don't officially have a class or students or anything like that. And I guess when I say since high school, it's been a really long time.
It's okay. You don't have to reveal your age to us.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to give anybody the math.
we have a Twitter question from CrazyJoe82, and she says, what has been the biggest change to your life since starring in Lost Girl? Like, anything major? Like, did you buy a new car? Did you buy a new house? Like, did you do anything major?
I bought a really old used car.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
A 1997 Toyota RAV4.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, new car, new job, new car. That's good.
Yeah, no, exactly. It was it's my first car. I've never owned a car before this, so.
Oh, really?
I guess, yeah. I have never needed one, like living, we have a pretty good metro system in this city, and you can get around really well, and I've been here for, again, to try not to date myself, like for like 20 years in the city of Toronto trying to, you know, make it happen, so I haven't really needed one. And now it's just kind of, you know, I wanted one because it is nice to have to do errands and things like that.
Convenient, yeah, like grocery shopping and things like that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on your new baby.
Thank
your
you.
New car.
Yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. All right, besides Trick on the show, who's your favorite character on Lost Girl?
Ooh. You mean like as a person watching the show?
Right, right. Who would be your favorite character, like Bo or, you know,
it has to be Kenzie, I think.
Another Kenzie fan.
It'd have to be Kenzie. I mean, like I love working with Ksenia. She's she's like, you know, I can just watch her for days. So
yeah.
But everybody on the show is amazing, and all really great people as well. In terms of like, you know, it's the character that you'd want to play too, right? Like I love playing Trick, and I, you know, nobody would buy me with bangs and green streaks in my hair. But
I'd like to see that happen.
I would too.
There's a movie called Bon Cop Bad Cop out there where I have bangs, but it's just blonde hair. I was wearing a wig for the, she's just a fun, quirky, quippy character. So
they give her the best lines.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, and I've decided that if I have a daughter, her name is going to be Kinsey because of that character.
cool. I'll let her know.
Thanks.
So we have another Twitter question. This question comes from Jojo Reed, 1980. I'm just giving shout-outs there to people because they like when they hear their name on there.
That's cool. You should.
Is there anything specific you changed about Trick to make his character more unique?
Is there anything I've done to change Trick? I don't know if I made like any sort of conscious kind of thing. It seemed from the very beginning that he was a very much more kind of staid and still character. Am I hearing stuff?
There might be some feedback on the phone.
Music and stuff playing in the background.
No, it's not me.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not me either.
Sorry. It's actually episode 109 playing in the back of my background. Apologies. That was me. My technical error. I had it open from earlier from watching an episode earlier. Anyway, where was I? Sorry about that.
That's okay. You were telling us whether or not there was anything specific you did to your character, which is...
Right. He's a very, you know, he just kind of ended up being kind of a very still, staid kind of, you know, low-key, calm kind of character, which isn't necessarily me. or what, like, you know, what's kind of going on inside of me when I'm playing Trick, but he is kind of, I would say that would be his main kind of attribute.
Right. Although it was pretty interesting during the Fae Day episode when Banshee wailed to see Trick get a little testy at people.
Yeah. Well, he can still get a little bit testy, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was interesting to see that.
Yeah, it's a good episode. That was a fun one to shoot.
Yes. This is a question that comes from Eric. And he says, is it a challenge playing a character who, in everybody else's eyes, basically runs a bar, but is in actuality one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, Fae of all?
It's the whole thing of kind of playing, having a secret, you know, and like having that kind of, that element of, you know, if you go into a conversation with somebody and you have some information that they don't have and you kind of decide whether or not you impart that information to them or not, you know, it's that kind of a feeling. And I mean, you know, who doesn't like having kind of a secret to have, you know, it's kind of like a little special bit of information about yourself that nobody else kind of knows. So.
Right.
It's a lot of fun to play. It gives it, you know, depth.
At the bar, what actually is the whiskey? Because I know you guys really can't have, like, whiskey. Is that tea?
Yeah, it's often watered-down tea or watered-down cola. I mean, that's why you'll see Kenzie drink a lot of vodka, one, because she's, like, from that descent of that part of the world, but also it can just be water. So, you know. She can down a bunch of it and it not have to be anything in particular. But yeah, it's very rarely alcohol, if ever. Because it's not really, you're not really supposed to drink actual alcohol when you're on set.
Right.
All right. The next question is, we noticed that Trick has some sort of tattoo on his arm. Is that a real tattoo, and can you tell us what it represents?
No, that's totally Trick's tattoo. Although, and they're like fake kind of water. You put them on and you peel off the backing, and but they're great. I mean, they last. Like I've tested them, they can last up to 6 or 7 days, and it's Trick's. It's two doves, kind of, or birds, coming together with some sort of thing in their mouths, bringing them together, and they're sitting on a kind of a Celtic shape design that I would assume would be like kind of a nest. But it's a crest of Trick's.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
It came out of, I don't know, they did a design. I mean, Ian Brock designs pretty much everything for the show. Right from sets and things like that. And then we have other people doing the props. But that's all kind of pre-designed and predetermined, you know, before I was there. Because, I came in, they're like, okay, here's your tattoo. And I'm like, oh, where's that going? And they're like, on your arm. I'm like, okay, great. But since I have it, it does help me. Like, at this point, it's definitely become Trick. I mean, there's only been a very few times where I have actually acted with, like, a coat on or my sleeves rolled down, in which case, you know, I haven't needed a tattoo on my arm. But invariably, there's a scene right after that scene where I do need the tattoo on my arm, or, you know, I wore it the day before, and so it's still on my arm. So it's very much become a part of Trick and something that I like to have on my body if I'm playing Trick.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So Smelly Cat 1301 says, it's funny you were mentioning episode 9. Do you have a favorite episode in season 1, and do you have a reason why it's your favorite?
Season 9, or sorry, episode 9 is a lot of fun. That was like the first one where I think I was kind of out from behind the bar, really.
And, that's true.
And out in the bar. And so I had more to do. There were a lot of things that were kind of hinging on what was happening with Trick in that episode. So, I had to go between the bar and down into my lair to have quiet conversations with other characters, that's become kind of more of a, like, later in the other episodes, you know, they use my lair a bit more. I really like shooting in that room. It's just, it's a lot of cool, it's a cool room. The episodes that you guys haven't seen yet coming up are, there's 13 is a good one, and I can't tell you why I like it, but when you see it, you'll know. It's just the stuff that you get to do, right? Like, I mean, it's always fun to be able to play some emotions and different emotional kind of things through scenes, and so it's So there's some stuff where I get to play a little more emotional or things like that.
Yep. So all you people listening out there, look out for episode 13.
Yeah. But watch all the ones in between as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of season 1 was great to me.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, Rick, we have a very, very important question. Probably just this will decide between Jess and I the truth. Okay. This is very important. Okay. Team Dyson or Team Warren?
Right. I can't make that decision. It's like asking a parent, which child do you like more?
That's true. Well, see, the reason why we're asking that question is because Brandon and I had a very heated discussion last week when we were discussing Lauren and her kind of douchebag move with Bo, and I made the comment that what Lauren did, because what the Ash told her to do, that she went and she basically slept with Bo because the Ash told her to, was not any different, really, I mean, when you look at it abstractly, than what Trick told Dyson to do with staying away from Bo. So Dyson, of course, also did a little bit of a douchebag move by, you know, letting himself get caught in the back room with that waitress and Bo seeing it. And that was basically because somebody else told him or warned him or said, you know, you shouldn't do this. And Lauren slept with Bo because the Ash told her to distract her. So what my comment, not that I'm defending either one of them, but my comment was basically, everybody's coming down on Lauren, but really Dyson didn't do anything different. Why isn't anybody coming down on him? And Brandon thinks I'm totally wrong.
Right, and the reason I think she's totally wrong is because if Dyson wouldn't have stopped, Trick would have pulled him off of Bo, and he would not have been able to protect her because he actually does care about her. And that was kind of what I was getting to, is that Lauren was pumping her for information, where Dyson wasn't.
Right.
Dyson was trying to protect her, and the only way he could was to separate himself. Right. But and then she was like, Well he did it too. I was like, he's a dog.
Yeah, I think you're both right. I think it's just, you know, there's a lot of gray in
there,
you know,
is.
when you mix light and dark, you get gray.
That's true. So you don't have a particular preference for Bo to be with Dyson or with Lauren?
No.
Okay.
No. As a viewer.
Right.
No, not really. No,
okay.
It's all good.
It's all good. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like both of them in their own way. It's just I can't really. It's hard for me to tell when I want.
Yeah, no. Well, I think it's fantastic that the show actually causes that kind of a discussion. That it actually like riles you up, and it's important enough that you're like, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. It's great.
I mean, it was all in good fun. I mean, we know that it's not real, but. It's fine
right.
In debate.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and there's the relationship that Lauren brings to Bo's life. You know, it's a good one for society right now, I think.
Yeah.
As well.
I mean, and it's each one of their personalities. Both Dyson, the character of Dyson, and the character of Lauren have different qualities, so they bring different things to the table. So it's not like it's the same relationship either. So I like that it's varied. It's not just about, you know, romance or, I mean, they have other things going on besides, you know, sex and that.
Right.
So,
I think it's a very modern twist on, like, with Faye being old, kind of like old school because they're so much older than humans. And it's like a modern twist with like a medieval background kind of.
Yeah, totally.
Right. And it's more of an updated thing, whereas like beforehand it was probably not mentioned, but I just think it's a cool twist on modern love.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's inherent in the system because Bo is a succubus.
Right.
You know? It's just that kind of character lends itself to being open and sexually charged. Excuse me.
So here's a question for you. If Faye were real, what kind of Faye would you want to be and why? Is there any of the Faye that you've come in contact with or can do? Because I know they do a lot of research on the show about
actual
Faye. Is there any one that you've come across that you'd be like, hey, that's pretty cool. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, to be honest, I think a lot of people agree with me on this one, is Vex. a mesmer.
Okay, yeah.
Because he can just kind of, he can control people to do stuff, whatever he wants them to do. That would be pretty fun. Pretty handy.
Yes, yes, yes. And Vex is my favorite villain. I love Vex.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Paul's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. He's great. We had him on a while back, too. We have to
Yeah, totally.
On. But that's great. So, actually, we have a couple of fun, well, kind of not Lost Girl questions, but kind of fun, random questions to ask you, if you don't mind.
Nope.
Okay. Go ahead, Brandon. You've got your first question.
All right. My first question is, I first saw you as a guest star on The Sanctuary, and, yeah, it was great. When I started watching Lost Girl, I was like, oh, hey, I saw him on Sanctuary, and I knew you were great then, but I was wondering, what was it like, what was it like on the set of Sanctuary, and do you know if you'll be guest starring on that show again?
I don't know if I will be on the show again. My character didn't get killed off. And he's, you know, the character is kind of in being held in the sanctuary. So, you know, there's a chance that it could come back. The character is quite annoying to the cast. So I don't know how much they'll want to bring him back. But, what was the other question, part of that question?
Yeah, I was like, what was it like to be on the set? And also, your character was awesome. So.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, they did some funky thing with my voice as well. But it's interesting. I mean, the cast was great. I've known Amanda Tapping from way back when we were starting out. I knew her through a friend. And working with Chris Heiderdahl was awesome. He is an amazing guy, and he was really, really, really sweet and nice. It was interesting because, like, I mean, they do a lot of it's on green screen, right? So, like, there was the one set where he kind of stops me at the end of the episode was in, like, an actual set. And pretty much everything else we shot was on green screen. So it was all about kind of making up, you know, the director would come over and say, okay, on that wall is this, and on that wall is that, and those two pillars there. And it's like, there's pillars there? And then they're green because they're green against the background. And you're like, oh, yeah, I see a pillar. And then people walk out from behind the pillars. It's like, what? Okay, great. Okay, I see what's going on. And
How difficult was that to imagine? Like, oh, well, was that difficult at all?
Well, no, I mean, it's something that you kind of do often anyway. Like, I mean, there's lots of times when you're doing a scene with somebody else in any room, and even if the room is like, actually the room that you're in, there's often a camera between you and your acting partner, or there's, like, lights, and there's somebody standing over there holding a reflector that's bouncing light right into your eyes, and you've got to pretend that's not there. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you have to kind of pretend around anyway. So whether if everything is there or there's nothing there, it doesn't make a difference. You have to pretend whatever is that you're supposed to be seeing is there. So, you know, you kind of work with it. You work with whatever you get. I don't mind. Like, I do have a background in improvisation, which, you know, requires kind of a lot of make-believe. And so I don't really have a lot of problem working with green screen. The really cool things about that episode, actually, Alan McCullough wrote that episode, and he wrote several episodes for season 2 of Lost Girl. And he was actually researching Lost Girl, watching it as he was preparing to get ready to come and work for us, when he wrote that episode of Sanctuary and saw me on Lost Girl and thought, cool, I'm going to write a part for that guy. And so actually wrote that part with me in mind. And then the director, Lee, he's the special effects organizer. And so, you know, they did stuff to my voice for the first half of it. And I mean, I had the intention of kind of doing that anyway. And I tried to be, you know, more nasally in my voice and talking, and I was talking kind of consistently at the guy at Bigfoot, to then when at the end when I do that kind of change into the baddie that I become.
That was a cool twist in that episode too.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, and I also really enjoyed the funny thing too is one of the stunt guys, Rob Hader, on that show. He and I went to acting school like a million years ago, and he's now a stuntman in Vancouver where they shoot that show, and so it was quite cool that he was also kind of from the outside. He had called me and said, "There's this part in our show. You've got to, you know, you got to make sure you audition for it." And I didn't even really have to audition. They kind of put me. They just put an offer out because I was already booked in the other show. So they kind of had to. But yeah, then with the Bigfoot character too, I had to kind of do that backhand and knock him across the room because I was a Fendelope with his superpowers. And that guy who played the stuntman, dressed in the Bigfoot costume, was the used to be the coach of the Canadian rugby team, and he was a very big man. And they rigged him to a unit that pulled him in like away from me 20 feet and into the wall, and it was pretty cool to have a guy off screen. He kind of counts down when the effect is going to happen, and then I had to swing my arm at the exact moment to make contact to make them pull the guy, and he would shoot backwards. And it was, you know, doing that stuff is a lot of fun, as long as I'm the one not being flung into a wall.
Well, not yet, anyway. You might on Lost Girl soon, huh?
Mm. They try to keep me like, oh, hide, trick, get away, look out, run away, run over there. So I don't end up actually getting...
Hey, I just wanted to interject something. There's an amazing question in the chat room that I have to ask this. Nadia asks, who would you like to have guest star on the show if you could have anyone?
Well, what a good question. Who would I like to have guest star on the show?
Anybody famous you'd like to ask?
Well, that's funny because, like, a lot of my friends have been on the show, which is always really cool when there's somebody I know comes on and does a thing. There's a lot of people I'd like to act with. Helen Mirren would be fun.
That would be fun. She's badass.
Yeah, totally. She could play like a dark fae elder or something.
Yes.
Come and try to...
Let's make it happen, people.
Yeah, try to seduce me something. Who else? Why do I always blank on names when people ask me, who would you like to work with?
That's okay. That was a great pick. Fantastic pick. So I'm sorry to get off topic. I know you guys were having that great sanctuary discussion. Do you have a movie that inspires you? One of our fans asked that question.
The movie Birdie inspired me when I first saw it. It really inspired me. It actually inspired me to write, to start kind of trying to write. And Matthew Modine and Nicolas Cage, who I also, they could come and work on Lost Girl. I'd be okay with that.
Okay, cool. I could see that.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider on Lost Girl, that would be awesome.
Yeah, there you go, man. Ryan Gosling would be another good one to have on. Anthony Hopkins.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to work with Anthony Hopkins just because, you know, it would be fun. I'd like to play his son or something in something. But
I could do that.
Yeah, that would be epic right there.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Good. I'm going to write these down. I'm going to make it happen.
Good stuff. Do it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put Rick and Thor too.
Yes. All right. So, do you support any charities, or do you have any special projects that you are involved with that you can tell us a little bit about?
I'm not too active, although I do have a membership to the Osteogenesis Imperfecta Foundation, which is OI, which is brittle bones, is what the and that's very close to my heart and my bones. It's a disability that I have, so I guess if there's one organization that I kind of follow and champion, it would be that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that would be a good one. Is there, like, any movies or other projects that you're actually doing that you can tell us about?
Not at the moment, no. I kind of took this last break that we've had off. I actually took the break completely off and was out of the country for a while, so wasn't really available to get anything else going.
Yeah, I heard that you went to South Africa.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How was that? That sounds like an amazing trip.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I go down quite often.
Oh, good.
Yeah. My wife's family is from there, so we go and just kind of hang out. Actually, I got recognized from the show about five or
Did
six
you?
Times down there.
Nice.
Which was quite surprising because it doesn't air down there at all. So.
The internet is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were a superhero, which one would you be?
If I were a superhero, which one would I be? I've
yeah.
always liked Aquaman.
Aquaman, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He's different, and he can swim. I like swimming, so. And I was like Aquaman growing up, and Spider-Man.
Okay.
But like everyone and their dog wants to be Spider-Man, so.
Actually, we get more Superman, Batman answers
yeah.
than Aquaman or Spider-Man, so that's an awesome answer.
Yeah, I know.
And,
it's like nobody wants to be Captain America. What's up with that?
Yeah, I know. Well, you're kind of an experiment gone awry, you know?
Yeah. The science
yeah.
project.
Yeah, exactly.
True too. Well, no, not necessarily Captain America wasn't. His actually was successful. But, like, yeah, I can see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, as like a person, you know, that gets changed. As opposed to, oh, Spider-Man does too, but it's not like by the government.
Right. It's not as
We're
creepy.
Going to make you a superhero. No, I don't want to be. It doesn't matter. You don't get a choice.
Okay, so I think we just have two more questions, and then we'll let you go because we know you're very busy.
Cool. Yeah, no, not too bad. Not too bad right now.
Okay.
All right, I have a good question for you. What kind of genre of music do you like? What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite, or is it just a bunch of different stuff?
Well, folk, basically. Folk. I like some heavy metal.
Yes.
I like guitar music way more than I like, say, keyboard music. And now I'm speaking from a person who, you know, listened to music in the 70s and the 80s, not so much nowadays. I mean, you know, although I do like some hip hop, I like some of the newer music. But mostly I like guitar rock, folk, not so much country, but blues. Yeah.
What metal band do you like?
I've always liked Ozzy Osbourne. I've always you know.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath.
A man. I like that.
But
I like that.
I play guitar and I write songs, and I've got two kind of amateurish albums on iTunes.
Right.
But,
yeah. How's that going? We were talking about that last time.
Well, I don't know. I people keep telling me they've bought a song here and there, but I haven't seen anything. I haven't actually, you know, I haven't seen it like show up, but. It's all good, you know. I haven't played very much. Like, I mean, I don't play as much when I'm working acting-wise. Like, I think I've always used it as a kind of way of being creative when other things weren't available to be creative with, so
right.
It kind of fills the gaps. But I have many more songs that I haven't recorded. I keep trying to get a song here or there on the show. But
be cool on the show.
I don't really write Celtic songs, and that's the only music really that I play within the bar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool if they could like use it at like the end or something like that, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What type of music is it? Is it like a fusion of stuff, or is it
my music? It's more like a folk, with a bit of folk with a little bit of a like rock influence and a little bit of punk influence. But it's all you know, acoustic guitar. And the first one that I put out, in 90, I think it was 96. It's me with a 4-track recorder, and I record, like, I played everything. I played the guitars and the harmonica and sang, and, you know, sang harmony. Well, I tried to sing harmony to myself, and you know, there's one song in there that's kind of like a punk folk song about stalking and like being a stalker, and I used a broken plant pot for the rhythm, kind of like a scraping noise for kind of, and if you listen to the album, it actually gets more and more atmospheric as the album goes, as I experiment with different sounds and things lying around my apartment.
Nice.
Hey, it's good to be an innovator, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's great. So this is our last and final important fun random question for you.
Okay.
What's your favorite jelly bean flavor? Are you a jelly bean fan?
I'm not a huge jelly bean fan, but anything that tastes like black licorice is where I live. In the
traditional. Okay.
So the black one, I guess.
Yeah, good. All right. I'm more of a buttered popcorn girl, which everybody kind of says yuck to, because nobody likes buttered popcorn, apparently, except for me.
No, I like buttered popcorn. That stuff's good.
No, but the jelly bean you're talking about? Or
yeah, but I don't know, I don't know about jelly bean form. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
but,
it's good. It's real
funky,
good.
But I like it. I usually take everybody else's. But you know, I'm not a big black licorice jelly bean person, so if we're ever sharing jelly beans, Trick, I'll give you my licorice, my black licorice, if you give me your buttered popcorn.
You can have them all.
Sweet. Good deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and it's always a pleasure to interview you, Rick, and we're looking forward to season two. And for all you U.S. fans, season two is not far behind season one, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys about season two, so keep watching.
It's a great season. You'll enjoy it. So
yes. Thank you, sir, for being on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much.
And
have a great night.
You too. Take care, American fans. Keep watching.
I love having him on. He's always so much fun. So what do you think, Brandon? You finally got to interview Trick.
Dude, that's like a dream come true right there. Interviewing the Blood King? Come on.
You did very well for your first interview.
I thought I sucked at it.
No, you did great. Is Miss Amy on? She thinks she's still puking in the bathroom at the moment. Poor Amy is so sick. I feel so bad for her.
She probably has.
She's going to come on and yell at me now.
Dude,
as soon as
so
I unmic everything that I mean unmute everything I muted. Yes, I'm sick. I have the flu. I don't know how I got the flu. You know, Saturday we hung out with Randy Wayne, which everybody needs to follow him on Twitter. It's I am Randy Wayne. Follow him. And I was hanging out with him and the girls down at the beach. I felt great, and then we went out to eat, And then from there, I just started feeling like crap. So it's either the flu or food poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning, maybe?
No, not
no.
alcohol. I was not drinking Saturday.
Amy doesn't drink all that much. It's weird because, like, when we were hanging down in Georgia, I think, well, Eric and I are professional drinkers.
Well,
but,
no,
you
too, but I,
but you weren't, like, you weren't drunk.
No, because I know how to hold my liquor. I
well,
mean,
yeah.
Coming from a military family, I know how to hold that shit. But everybody thought Saturday night that I was wasted, which I wasn't. I had one drink Saturday night, and then a glass of wine.
So two drinks.
Well, maybe it was
so one drink, a glass of wine. Wine's like, it's grapes. So, yeah. And her brain was like, how drunk are you? And I was like, well, obviously I need to get offline if you think I'm drunk.
Yeah, but you did.
And that's what I said. I said, well, obviously it's time for me to get offline.
Oh, well, Amy, did you have fun listening to the interview? I know you were sick, but did you enjoy the interview?
I did. I always have fun when Rick is on. As everybody, I don't know if, you know, we have a lot of new listeners listening to us now, but how Rick and I became friends is I added him to my Twitter crush list. And he started following me, and we just kept talking, and he's just awesome.
He is a very nice guy. And you know what? He responds back to all of his fans.
He does.
On Twitter. He is amazing. I mean, I don't understand how everybody has, I mean, all these, I call them stars, but all of these actors have time to keep up with Twitter because, I mean, I see how crazy Amy's phone goes, and we only have, like, what? Do we have 4,000 listeners yet on Twitter?
We don't have 4,000 on Twitter yet.
Do we have 1,000?
But with the VRO Twitter that I keep up, and then my Twitter that I keep up, and then my other Twitter that I have to, you know, I have a private one. And tonight I almost slung my phone across the wall. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was in Georgia with Amy recently, and her phone was just, she had, like, three different phones. It was so funny. There's a picture someplace of, like, three different phones. She looked like a drug dealer that she was carrying around all these phones. And every single one of them was going off for a different account. And I was like, oh, my God. So I'm just picturing that times, like, a million. Because these people have so many people following them, and he's just amazing to be able to respond back to every. And all of the Lost World cast is very, very approachable and friendly. I can't wait to interview them all. But Rick is a returning guest of ours, so we're very glad that he was able to come back on again. We do have to get Mr. Paul Amos back on.
Yes,
and,
he'll send out that email tomorrow.
Yeah, and then I'd love to get Ksenia Solo on Kenzie. And
Yeah.
I think when I email for Paul, I think I'm gonna ask him if he'll do a private interview where we don't do it live because there's some stuff for season two that I want to ask him. And I don't want to ruin it for our season one fans, so we'll do like a private one and then we'll edit it. And then we'll air that, the rest of it.
Okay.
Here in season two.
That sounds cool to me.
That sounds good.
Because there's
cool
some stuff that I was really hoping we could ask Rick tonight, but I was like, oh, I've already put it live. So, yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, it just gives us another excuse when season two.
Yeah, it just gives us another excuse to have him back on, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, before we go, we're not going to have a recap of the Being Human tonight, but we are going to have a Walking Dead interview. You can head over to our website, www.thevro.com, to see who that's going to be. And then in April, we have some more interviews coming up. And I will be contacting publicist managers and some of the stars of the Vampire Diaries cast this month of April and get everything ready for our month of May. And we have a contest, like a giveaway. Well, I guess it's just a giveaway. I don't know if it's a contest or not. But we're doing a giveaway for, it's called Whitening Lightning. And it's this home system for your, so your home whitening system, and the value of it is like $675. And I've been using it for about off and on for about a week.
It's for your teeth, right?
Yes, for your teeth. And for about a week, I've been using it off and on. And before I got sick, I was using it. And before I left for the weekend, I used it, you know, every other night or something like that. And it is amazing. And I'm going
working?
To cry. Oh, yes. It's amazing. And I'm going to cry when I have no more, because there's no way that I could spend. It's actually, you can buy it for $300, but there's no way I can spend $300 on this product. So
you have a giveaway?
We're doing a giveaway.
Wow.
I know. How awesome is that?
Can I enter? Or am I excluded?
Actually, we're going to open it up to everyone, including the VRO host.
I don't know. Maybe people will try foul.
Yeah, people will think if I win, they're going to think it's rigged, blah, blah, blah.
Right, yeah, I don't want to be involved. I just want to enter because I don't want to. So what's the criteria? Like, what do you have to do in order to
I don't know. See, that's what I'm talking to. I'm talking to Tucker right now, who is a wonderful publicist. I love you, Tucker. But I think, oh, good Lord, that's probably not even his name. That's what I call him.
All right, so...
Details are coming. It's going to be on the website. Details are coming. We're going to figure out how we can do this. I'm thinking, you know, something fun, like show me your smile.
Okay.
Or, you know, like do something to the music.
I don't know. Some people have some bad teeth.
do a music video. To show me your teeth or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I can see people doing a rap video for your teeth.
That
it's not like
be
it
fun.
Hadn't been done before.
That would be fun. And, you know, it could be as simple as follow the VRO. And we'll pick somebody off of our VRO list.
But we have another giveaway for the VRO Twitter.
Yes,
what's
we
the goal?
Do. Well, that was kind of, that ended on March the 1st.
And nobody got it? Really?
Nobody got it. No, we didn't reach for it. We didn't reach the 4,000, so nobody got it.
Saves me time and money.
Exactly. But we are going to do, because I'm going to talk to Jess, we're going to do another giveaway, but you don't have to follow us. You have to follow certain people. And we will pick somebody off of their, certain actors and actresses, and we will pick somebody off of their list.
Yeah, Randy Wayne already. Go ahead and start following him.
Actually, yeah, it's going to be him because he kind of brought it up that I didn't win the bet, you know, because I told him, oh, don't worry, you know, I got this covered. You'll have this many followers. And because, you know, normally when I say stuff like that, everybody backs me. And it was like nobody backed me this time, and I felt like I felt like hiding under a rock, because he's like, yeah, you didn't make it happen. And I was like, oh, seriously? I was like, come on, guys.
Give me one more chance, I swear I can make it happen.
It's like, come on. So, but no, I want Trevor to have some more followers, so that's going to be one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I want Brandon to have some more followers.
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
maybe if VRO gets up to 10,000 followers on our Twitter, because believe me, our numbers here on the radio station are amazing. Now, if you all just follow us on Twitter, it'd be even more amazing.
Yes.
Oh, and don't forget the YouTube channel, too.
Yes, right. Brandon, you have a YouTube channel. Brandon is doing some recaps there, and then there's some fun videos. There's a video, I'm not sure if it's on the VRO one, you know, Variety Radio Online on YouTube, or if it's on mine, and I was watching it the other day, and it's me in a parking lot with the headlights of cars surrounding us with Isaac and...
All the kin?
Yes, Isaac, and I can't think of his brother's name. They're singing their song together, and I have you on the cell phone. I remember that night like it was yesterday.
Oh,
I couldn't get through. I could not get through. My cell phone died or something, and I couldn't get through. And I was like, okay, everybody call this number, blah, 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 blah. First one that Jess says, I have your number. Hold up your phone. And so this woman, she's like, I have it. And then I got her phone. And she gives me this. She's like, okay, it's a brand new iPhone. Please don't drop it. And then Isaac takes it out of my hand, and he's, like, dancing around with it. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, please don't drop it. Don't drop it.
Tori. It's Tori. Tori and Isaac.
Yes, Tori and Isaac. What is Amber talking about?
All right, so it's time for us to close up. We will be back again next week with a recap of Fatal Justice and next week's show. Because we didn't get to do the recap this time. And I need to download the next three episodes of Season 2 from Canada.
So, don't say that on air. No. Don't say that on air. You've got to go to Canada and watch them.
I will go. I'm going to Sandra, I'm on my way to Toronto.
Exactly. You're on your way. You're on your way to Toronto.
Yep.
I'm sure you could get it on the what do you call it? The Zune on the Xbox. They usually have updated stuff. I'm sure you can get it there.
I'm sure. Anyway, congratulations, Brandon, on your first major interview, and you did great. And it was great working with you. So.
Thank you. Great working with you, too. And thank you guys for having me on. It was awesome.
Hey, good night, everybody.
I say that a lot. Good night.
Good night.